Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi yesterday, he highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength.
पर कह रहे हैं कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है। ये ग्रोथ, ये रेजिलियंस जो हम भारत की इकोनॉमी में देख रहे हैं, इसके पीछे बीते एक दशक में भारत में आई मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक स्टेबिलिटी है।
Mr. Modi said semiconductor-related factories have started coming up in India, and by the end of this year, the first Made in India chip will come in the market. He said that work is being done on Made in India 6G. Governor-designate of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Balla, arrived at Raj Bhavan in Kohima yesterday. He was warmly received by the Deputy Commissioner and Superintendent of Police along with officers and staff of Raj Bhavan. A report.
At his arrival at Dimapur Airport, Mr. Balla was welcomed by Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo and his ministerial colleagues, as well as senior government officials, including Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchen and DGP Rupin Sharma. The governor-designate was honored with Rashtriya salute from the 15th Mahila NEP Battalion. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
The swearing-in ceremony for the new governor is scheduled to take place tomorrow. In view of the partial restoration of the landslide-affected National Highway 2 road near Peshama, one-way traffic of light vehicles has resumed with strict regulation. Traffic will be halted daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for further restoration work. Heavy vehicles, including water tankers, paramilitary convoys and commercial passenger vehicles, remain prohibited until further notice. Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum noted that college bus services will restart tomorrow. In Dimapur, three major civil bodies have flagged concerns over the mandatory installation of smart prepaid meters under the centre's revamped distribution sector scheme. The Dimapur Urban Council Chairman Federation, DUCCF, Dimapur District GB's Association and GB Union Dimapur Sadar held a joint general meeting yesterday and deliberated on the report of the fact-finding committee. Speaking to media after the meeting, committee convener Dr. Kahuka Sema highlighted the three recommendations, which include improving power infrastructure and allowing domestic consumers to choose between smart meters and postpaid system.
The recommendation first to government institute aro offices aro commercial place the first lagabi. Second to infrastructure to improve kurubo lagibo, like light post, transformer, cable, department laga, machineries. But so important recommendation diado domestic users kan kito mandatory nokuri dibi, choice dibi. Kun kan smart meter install kurubo manjai tangi kurubo dibi, kun kan digital postpaid lagaina continue kurubo manjase itu kurubo dibi. Na tinda recommendation to amigan government ke
The committee noted public confusion and outcry over forced implementation, unclear tariffs and technical unawareness. The UCCF President Zasiviko Zakesato said the groups reaffirmed their demand for revoking the government's order mandating installation of smart prepaid meters. A Nagaland government delegation visited Bharat Forge Limited in Pune on Saturday to reinforce the partnership focused on advanced manufacturing and Industry 4.0. The team was led by Industries and Commerce Director P. Tokuga Sema and comprised representatives from the department and the Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center, NTTC. They toured Bharat Forge's world-class forging plant and advanced AI laboratories, gaining insights into cutting-edge technologies used across sectors like automotive, aerospace and defense. The visit formally recognized Bharat Forge's key role in establishing the Center of Excellence in Industry 4.0 at NTTC Dimapur, which was inaugurated earlier this year. Discussions focused on expanding training, technology transfer and skilling youth in the region. And in sports, Northeast United FC has retained the Duran Cup trophy in a stunning display of dominance. The defending champions crushed Diamond Harbour FC 6-1 in the final plate at Kolkata yesterday. Northeast United FC also swept all the individual awards, with Moroccan forward Alaaddin Ajaria claiming both the Golden Ball and the Golden Boot, while goalkeeper Gurmit was awarded the Golden Glove. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.